Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuhu. Welcome to the 7th episode of Chronicles of the Crescent. This is the Ramadan Blitz, where each day I share a new story from across the Islamic tradition. Today I'm sharing two stories from very different times and very different places, but both involve the same pun of three pieces of advice. The first story was recorded by Edward Steer in the 19th century in Zanzibar, a overwhelmingly Muslim island off the coast of Tanzania. The second story was a history story written by Al-Mas'udi in his work Muruj al-Dhahab, The Meadows of Gold. He died in 345 Hijri, 956 AD. Bismillah. Long time ago, in Zanzibar, there was a man who was known to be a cheat. He would hire people to do various things for him, and he would refuse to pay them. One day, he bought a large box filled with many glass objects. Such a heavy box. He asked a porter to carry it for him. But he told this porter, "I can pay you when we finish, or I can offer you three words of advice, if you'd have them." The porter was curious. You know, he's always getting paid. Maybe this would be something good for him. "All right, I'll accept the advice," he says. He puts the box of glass on his head and he starts walking. And it's heavy. He's walking towards this cheat's home. And partway through, he tells him, "You know, I'm tired. This is so heavy. Can you offer me one piece of advice? Maybe I'll get some inspiration. It'll give me some strength." And so the cheat, who really has no advice to give him, says, "If someone says that slavery is better or freedom is better than freedom, don't believe them." Now, at this point, the porter realizes that he's been fooled. This guy has nothing to offer him. But he can't do anything. The box is too heavy. So they walk further. The porter asks him again, "Can you give me some more advice, something to inspire me?" And the cheat says, "If someone tells you it's better to be poor than be rich, don't believe them." They continue walking. Finally, they reach the house of the cheat. Cheat says, "Please put the box down." The porter says, "No, before I put it down, I just want my last piece of advice." And so the cheat says, "If someone tells you it's better to be hungry than to be full, know that they're lying." And then the porter drops the box of glass and everything shatters. "What have you done?" "Well, sir," the porter says, "if someone tells you that there's a single piece of glass in here that hasn't been broken, know that they are lying." And now for the second story. One day, the poet Thalabi recited a beautiful poem to Al-Mansur, the caliph. He was hoping for some sort of recompense. When he concluded the poem, the caliph told him, "Do you want 300 dinars that I can give you from my Bayt al-Mal, or do you want to hear three wise words of advice?" The poet, who wanted to be in the favor of the caliph, told him, "Transitory treasure is less than, it's not as good as this enduring wisdom." "Very well," the caliph said. "The first word of wisdom is, when your clothes are torn, don't sew a new patch, because it looks bad." "Oh no, no, no," the poet wailed. "There goes 100 dinars at one blow." The caliph smiled and continued, "My second word of wisdom is, when you anoint and oil your beard, don't oil the bottom of it, because you might mess up your clothes." "There goes another 100, the second 100, the poet says. Again, the caliph smiled and continued, "The third word of wisdom is, O caliph," the poet interrupted him in pain, "keep the third piece of advice to yourself and give me the last 100 dinars, please." Caliph laughed outright and ordered 500 dinars given to the poet from the treasury.